Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Sisters, please be seated. You can imagine what it was like for those who saw the Lord come to the Jordan River that day. Those who heard the voice from heaven, saw the dove descend, saw the Son of God in the flesh, the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior of the world. You can imagine how they probably wanted to stay there all day, and we feel that same way. I was surprised to see people come back for the evening service after our lengthy morning service yesterday. And we have a pretty good crowd today. People who want to be in church, want to stay for everything. Everything that God has to reveal to us. And that's the name of the feast. Theophany is the revelation, the manifestation of God. Showing himself to us. And what a greater sight could there possibly be? The one who is invisible because of his transcendent beauty becomes visible to us in Christ. And we see God. This is a feast that we celebrate highly as God's revelation to us, his manifestation to us. And when he reveals himself to us, he also reveals who we're called to be, because we're made in his image and likeness. We see God revealed today, and we see man revealed as he should be in Christ. But our God doesn't just reveal this glorious vision to us and have us kind of look and see how beautiful God is and how beautiful man is, only to realize how sinful and fallen we have become. We might even think irreparably. But in that very revelation, at the exact same moment, he's sanctifying those waters so that we might be renewed, recreated, refashioned, washed, purified, illumined, deified, sanctified. All of that's happening in this revelation. God is already working our transformation, our restoration. What a joyous feast we celebrate, brothers and sisters, a feast that we're incorporated into. I want to give you one word of practical advice. As we come to receive these blessed waters, which we'll take for the sanctification of our homes, for the sanctification of our businesses, which we bring out into the world to sanctify the whole world. As we take these blessed waters, you have to have the right vessel. And I'm not speaking about the ones that Pat has acquired for us that have very beautiful cross on it and their vessels in the back. But we need the right vessel, and the right vessel actually is one that's created by God himself. We are that vessel. We are the vessel to be filled with these sanctifying waters, these grace-filled waters. Our world lives because we have water here on this planet. You look at the face of the earth, how much water. Underneath the earth, how much water. You look at living beings, they're permeated with water, because water is life. The human being, it even is said, is about 40 to 65% water. If you look at the organs, even more. The heart and the brain are about 75% water. The lungs, closer to about 85%. Think about these organs, the mind and the heart and the lungs. They're largely water. When we partake of the blessed waters, that water enters into our being, into our minds, into our hearts, into our lungs. The mind being filled with God's truth, the heart filled with his love, the lungs breathing his breath, his Holy Spirit. Even our very bones, which we think probably don't contain much water, are 30% water. Every aspect of our soul and our body is meant to be sanctified by Christ. When he blesses these waters, he's blessing us in our entirety. Brothers and sisters, as we come to drink these blessed waters, remember, you are the appropriate vessel. You are the one Christ has come to restore, to sanctify, and to do so completely. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.